To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome to your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 17th of December, which that means only 8 days left till Christmas 2021. Here comes the best technology news. There's not a lot going on right now, but we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Well, when there's little news, that means there's a lot of rumors. Usually rumors point towards Apple. The rumor being this time, how about some lower-priced 24-inch and 27-inch displays? That'd be kind of nice, wouldn't it? I mean, ever since the Thunderbolt displays went away in 2016, an actual affordable consumer one hasn't been there. Unless somebody out there thinks $5,000 is affordable. Well, it looks like those more affordable external displays could be making a comeback next year. Rumors are suggesting that Apple is developing two new lower-priced external displays. Apparently, a new version of the Pro Display XDR with an Apple silicon chip is also on the books too. Now, we did get a little bit of a leak earlier this week. Apparently, LG is developing the two new displays. Again, that's not set in stone, but if it does come true, they'll have the same specifications as the current 24-inch iMac and apparently the upcoming 27-inch iMac. The new monitors will be 4.5K Retina displays and support for 1 billion colors. And as far as that new Pro Display XDR, apparently it will only come in a 32-inch model. Have, of course, what we were saying, that unspecified Apple silicon chip, and will apparently gain support for ProMotion. The new ProMotion display, though, still expect to pay about $5,000 for that thing. Guess we're just going to have to wait to see what happens in the new year, won't we? Speaking of the new year, I guess Spotify wanted to get one more purchase in before this year's gone. So they've decided to buy another audio platform. That platform named Wooshka. I think that's how you say it. Personally, I've never heard of it until I read it today. They're an Australia-based firm that offers a tool to convert radio broadcast shows into actual podcasts. Apparently, Spotify plans to integrate the tech into its Megaphone suite. And that, of course, would be for the podcasters out there, so that they could further profit from shows by offering ad-supported podcast episodes. Now, the gain that Spotify is hoping to see is hoping they can persuade more radio networks to actually offer podcasts on their platform, and in turn would expand their catalog and, of course, lure more listeners in. Not to mention, if a few of these shows decided they want to be exclusively on Spotify, would make it all the more enticing. Now, even though Spotify did make this purchase now, it's pretty much a given that Spotify will not see the fruits of their purchase until way down the road in 2022. And finally, yes indeed, it's time for Crap for Christmas. This actually will be our last Crap for Christmas for this year. I'm pretty sure you've heard of pigs in space, but have you ever heard of butts in space? Yeah, I said butts, B-U-T-T-S. Well, butts in space is your ultimate card game. Now, apparently the butts out there are evil butts. Oh yeah. And they've stolen all the toilet paper. This can't be good. This sounds like March of 2020 all over again. Which leaves you in this game where you've got to take control of one of four butts. Then you fight against the other butts, and the goal? Yes, to get the toilet paper back. And you have to do this before your butt ship is built. I said butt ship, not the other thing. And who knew butts could build ships? Now, I guess you'll do this by gathering toilet paper cards, and then you play them when you have a full set that matches your butt character. Oh yes, butts do have character. Pretty much, you just keep pushing forward from this point, and the game ends as soon as the last spaceship part is actually drawn from the deck of cards. And unlike in Monopoly, where you have the most properties, here, if you have the most toilet paper, you win. And you'll be one happy butt. So what are you waiting for? Get your butt in space today by heading to offthewagonshop.com, where you can find the Butts in Space card game today. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hey, as you heard me just say a while ago, this would be the last Crap for Christmas, which means this is the last news show for the year 2021. Personally, I just want to thank everybody for their support this year. It's been a very difficult year for the news show. We're hoping 2022 will be better. We definitely will be back in January, and we do hope that we can continue throughout next year. But I just want to wish all our listeners out there a very Merry Christmas, a very Happy New Year. Thank you so much for all the love and support you show this show. I hope you and your loved ones enjoy the holidays. Keep safe out there. The new show will be back on January 3rd, 2022. So until then, a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting this show.